It's the countdown to Christmas.
Yes, the time has come.
2 episodes to go.
Until all the holly jolly fun.
Sit back and listen.
Put out your shoe.
As we tell you of Grilla.
Her cat. And her 13 sons too. Welcome back to the Bug in a Rug podcast. My name's Caitlin.
I'm Whitney.
And we are here with our special guests for the evening.
Those who brought us into this world and they can take us out of it.
Hopefully not. Hopefully not. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Hey, I'm Dad.
Educationist Workman. I'm Bruce.
Educationist Workman.
This is Bruce. My dad. I'm going to call him Dad.
Papa?
I might call him Papa, not Bruce. That's weird. People are always like, what's your dad's name? I'm like,
I don't know.
Dad?
It's Dad.
It's Dad. I don't know. And?
I am Mom Sue.
Yes.
And I birthed you.
can take us out of it.
And I don't say that part, but he cannot take credit for the we birthed you.
We birthed you.
I know, but I didn't want to... Yeah.
Didn't want to leave anyone out.
I didn't want to leave any doors open for Dad to...
I was there.
Yeah. Are you guys excited to be on the podcast?
I am excited. I think it's going to be a fun time.
I think so, too. Don't read my notes.
I'm not going to read the notes.
You're looking at them right now.
I can't. I'd have to tilt my head up.
Look through your...
To go through my bifocals to see that. So if you see my nose nostrils...
Then you're...
You'll know I'm...
You're reading ahead. Yeah.
Listeners, if you see his nostrils...
Yeah, and then he's reading ahead.
Your headphones. Something much more serious is going on.
Mom, are you excited?
I'm very excited.
Okay. Good. This is one of the episodes of our Christmas countdown.
Countdown to Christmas!
Countdown to Christmas. We're expecting it to go out on Monday, but don't hold me to that.
This episode is going to be on Monday.
Yeah.
We think.
Anyway, it doesn't really matter.
Telling all my friends.
Telling
all my friends. It's got to go out on Monday.
Well, it could be before that.
That'd only take him a hot second.
Right.
Stop
to text Brian.
To text you.
All his friends.
Wow. All his friends.
So nice.
The family group chat. Yeah. And then Brian. That's it.
I'm not talking to you.
Sorry. Okay, so I will be telling this story about the Yule lads, the Yule cat, and... Grilla and Lepaludi.
And?
Anybody?
I don't know what those are, but before you go any further, as always, the goal here is to tell you the story, and we're going to see if it's going to keep you up at night, but we hope that you'll still be able to sleep as snug as a bug in a rug. Also, disclaimer, if you hear any jingle jangling, scritchy scratching, or food crunching in the background... Right, food crunching is probably us eating snacks, but the other sounds may be made by cats.
Maybe. We don't know. Or we've become haunted. Bloody Mary's come to stay.
I told you not to do that in the house.
You did.
You don't do that stuff where you live.
Yeah, but it wasn't real, right? Because we did the version where you flush the toilet.
You don't know. You don't know what kind of portal to hell that you're going to open up.
Dad, because the neighbors wouldn't let
in. She only comes through when you're... like flushing the toilet, right? That's the portal that we created.
I thought we were flushing sometimes away the bad spirits.
Oh.
Sometimes you did that courtesy flush.
Bloody Mary. That's for Bloody Mary.
Let her know that you're getting ready.
So my coworker comes down the hall and she yells, "Are we all children here?" And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And she goes, "Someone left the toilet full of poo."
She just announced it.
She announced it to everybody.
I mean...
That was childish. Bloody Mary would not approve.
I thought this was multiple stories. All these characters are in one. I'll have trouble keeping up.
Yeah. Well, okay. I tried to make it as... They all are related.
Okay.
But it's technically 3 different stories.
Oh, gotcha.
If that makes sense.
Yes.
But then they're related somehow, but we'll get into
it. It will become clear.
Dad's taking notes.
I am. I'm writing things down that I want to say.
Well, you can just say it.
Later on.
Okay.
Has to be the right
I'm checking it off.
He's coming up with lines to put into the podcast
later. Wait, do you have
a
bet?
No,
somebody?
I have no bets. No bets.
I don't, okay.
That's exactly what someone with bets would say.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
How many times can you sneak umbrella into the podcast?
Wait, what is it? What is
what
the
you do is
spy
you say,
one? Banana bread.
Banana bread.
What you do
bugged
is you
the
say,
ambassador of banana bread.
You say inappropriate things.
Yeah.
But you string it along. So part of the inappropriate word is at the end of a sentence. And the other part of the inappropriate word is at the beginning of a sentence.
And you're hoping that I accidentally cut out the middle.
And you say it really fast so everyone's not paying attention. But those people that you do tell.
Did you just do it? Because I'm going to be really.
Not here.
Okay. No. I was trying to follow you. And I was like.
I don't have that written down.
I'm like, okay, end and beginning. Put this together and.
I don't have that written down. And
I get it.
Man, that would have been awesome.
That would have been really good in your explanation.
Hey, stop looking at his notes.
Oh, sorry. I have perfect vision, so.
Hey,
just
everybody will next year because it's going to be
2020. I
showed that meme to some of my friends. Well, not my friends. People I just met at work. I'm going to consider them friends.
Acquaintances?
I met them yesterday.
Well, since it's a podcast and they might listen, they're your friends.
If they listen, they are friends. But I said, everybody with glasses, look at this. And it said, yo, with glasses, don't worry. Next year, we'll all see 2020. And I also like the one that's Tom Cruise and he's like laughing really hard. And it says, all the dads, when they realize they can say, see you next decade.
Once again, I can't use
that
one.
Yeah, we're beating you to it. You're just going to have to start firing them off.
This is like Boggle.
Okay, should I start my story?
I'm having a good time as is, but yeah, if you want.
That's the purpose.
I'll start, yes. Okay, I'll start out with another question. Has anyone here been to Iceland?
Oh, this is
a friend of mine has.
Really?
He went to Iceland last summer. Had a wonderful time.
Really? Yeah, mm-hmm. It's supposed to be very nice.
This is about Icelandic people.
No, we don't talk about that. It's a different
Iceland
story.
Iceland green and Greenland icy?
Yes.
Yes. I'm going to tell my jokes again. Are the people from Iceland cold-hearted?
Did that help you?
Yes. So funny. I was shocked. I couldn't laugh. Okay.
Let's start.
Let's begin.
Okay.
Start from the top.
So, in Icelandic tradition, there isn't just one Father Christmas. Instead, there are 13 well-known mischievous beings that come out during the holiday season, along with two giants and a monstrous cat.
Of course. There has to be a cat.
Of course there has to be a cat.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to start with the two giants, because that is what I wrote in
my notes.
Sounds
like the biggest part of the story. Huge. Is this going to be a tall tale?
You work on commission? Big mistake. Big. Huge. A giantess supposedly lives in the mountains of Iceland, and she is known as Grýla.
Iceland. Not a lot of trees and not a lot of large trees.
Tiny really? Tree? Is that just it?
No.
They have lots of shrubbery.
Shrubbery!
Shrubbery!
I didn't say anything about shrubbery.
Oh. I want a shrubbery right here.
We said something about a shrubbery.
Yeah, true. So she's known as Grýla or the Christmas Witch.
Ooh.
But most stories, she's known as Grýla. So she's been feared by many after she was mentioned in a book, Snorri Sturluson's Prose Edda, which was a work of literature published in the 13th century. The author, Snorri Sturluson, described Grýla as a most horrible sorcerer who scared children into obedience. Sounds like we might need her.
Thought you were going to say she scared them into obesity, and I was like,
no.
Obedience.
So who is this Grýla? So Grýla translates as growler in English. Growler.
So like,
not the kind that holds beer.
Not the kind that holds beer. I got real excited.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's just like a big.
Big
jug. Oh, like a Stein.
Stein,
or
like a big Stein.
Yeah, growler. But bigger and with a lid.
Oh,
Got a couple of those.
Okay. Mandy, okay.
Mandy's a growler now.
She's a growler. Yeah, that's for sure. So, growler may sound frightening, but the descriptions of her are even worse than her name. She was thought to be a cannibalistic troll that had horns, hooves, a large warty nose, and 13 or 15 tails. Each of her tails would hold sacks full of naughty children.
Ooh. Oh. She a cannibal because she eats other giants?
No, she eats children.
But she's a giant. Does cannibal mean you eat humans or you eat your own kind?
Eat your own kind.
But she's a giant. Yeah. So wouldn't she eat other giants?
Sounds like you're being a bit...
She just likes little snacky poos.
Yeah, little snack versions. She's just taller than everybody.
She's not of the giant race?
I don't know.
What is exactly...
Why are you picking this apart?
I don't know.
Thank you.
I wanted to beat Dad to it in case he had written it in his notes.
You were talking about... What's her name?
Grilla,
and in Scandinavia, in other places, they would, what was it, Grendel? Oh. Grendel was something very similar in the European continent.
There's a lot of different, well, I don't know if, like, giantesses, but, I mean, if you listen to all of our Christmas countdown, there's a lot of beings that will act like her during the holidays. Mm. Various stories that are like her. So various poems say that she has eyes in the back of her head, ears that hang so low they hit her nose.
Your ears hang low. Do they wobble to your nose?
What? She has a matted beard and blackened teeth. Others say that she had 300 heads with 3 eyes on each head.
That's
a lot.
I don't think that's true. That's a lot. I don't think that was
true. I'm just thinking with something 300 heads and all those tails, how does she balance?
Yeah, she doesn't. And one teen is anybody.
She has so many tails because she was top heavy with all the heads.
So maybe they're really tiny tails, really tiny heads.
Yeah, 300 like just golf ball size.
Doesn't that go against her being a giantess?
Yeah, so most, if you, so there, I'll post pictures, but there are, like, if you go to certain places in Iceland, they have, like, big statues of these characters, like, especially her. And she's mostly just depicted as, like, a large woman with the warty nose and, like, blackened teeth and stuff. Not, like, tails or anything like that. Okay. It's more of, like, a humanoid, not, like, 300 heads or anything like that. So she supposedly found a husband despite her looks and personality. But she ate him after she grew bored with
him. Of course. That's what women do.
His name. I was going to say there's hope for me yet. Yeah. But she ate him.
His name was Bolli. Other versions of the story do say he died of old age, but I think it's more fun that she ate him. So some folklore describe a second husband that was more troll-like, and this was Lepaludi, which... When you hear the story, it's usually of Grilla and Lepaludi. The first husband may or may not be intertwined in the story. So there are many, many ideas as to how many children they had together, and most say that they had up to 20 or more.
Was it confusing because she snacked on children?
Maybe she just went after a human. Well, if they were also giants or troll, I guess... I don't know. Maybe if they got were naughty, she ate them too. Who knows?
She got bored. A snacky snack.
Yes. Are you naughty or
nice? Snacky.
That's the whole point.
The nice ones don't get eaten.
Smithsonian quotes a historic passage about the tinsel-hating troll. Quote, down comes Grilla from the outer fields with 40 tails, a bag on her back, a sword in her hand, coming to carve out the stomachs of the children who cry for meat during Lent.
Give me some meat.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat your meat.
So as pudding. Meat pudding, though. So as you may have noticed, this passage did not relate to Christmas. It was for Lent, and Lent is like Easter times, right? Yeah. In between Ash Wednesday and Easter. So this was because Grilla was really a personification of the winter and darkness. So more of like the winter, not necessarily just Christmas holiday times. So it was like the entire winter. So she was associated with snow coming and the land being taken over by the cold. Icelandic people were frightened of her because they understood that they were just tenants of the harsh environment, and they thought that more powerful beings controlled the elements, and she was one of them.
Mm. Interesting.
So it wasn't until the early 19th century that she became tied to Christmas time. This was because a midwinter holiday known as Jol is celebrated in Iceland. Jol is a version of the Old English and Old Germanic word for Yule. So, Yule time, mm-hmm. festivities. So, it was a time to gather with friends to feast and have fun. However, it wasn't just people who enjoyed this time of year. It was thought that living and deceased relatives, elves, trolls, and other magical creatures would be most active during this time. So, it's kind of like Halloween, I guess, now. But so, this later evolved into modern Christmas. So, that's kind of how she became tied. So, they had the celebration Jol, and that was when they thought, like, magical beings would come out, and she was a magical being, and then that kind of turned into Christmas, and so now she's related to Christmas, if that makes sense.
Sure, because the winter solstice is going on at this time frame, and it was a celebration time, too.
Right, exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. So, so now, what are you laughing at?
Are you Googling?
He's got to keep up.
I got to keep up. I was going with Grendel. I'm still on Grendel because they're very similar. What are you doing?
Did you make a puddle on the table?
No.
No, I'm using this.
Cat butthole coasters. You can say it.
This coaster
For my birthday.
That was a birthday present for Whitney, and it's the cat butthole coaster.
The rear end of the cat to rear in the new year.
That's not a rear end. That is distinctly a pink butthole.
Plus, okay, but if the whole coaster would be pink if that's all that it was. It's the rear end including
with
the
two
little
feet and the tail.
Yeah. It's the entire backside.
Okay, you don't appreciate my gifts. I get it. That's why I don't get it for you. That's why I didn't get it for
it's
you.
It's not for you. It's
I didn't
for
get
me.
It for you. I get it for Winnie.
If you don't if like you, it, get your own
get
coaster.
Get your own coasters and bring them.
Okay, I will.
How dare you?
You're going to be taken away and eaten by Grilla.
There's no doubt.
If only you appreciated the cat buttholes.
So, since now Icelandic people celebrated Christmas, people would start telling their children that if they didn't behave leading up to Christmas, Grilla would take them away in her sack to cook and eat them.
Hmm.
Kind of terrifying.
It is terrifying.
So, that's basically the story of Grilla. Lepaludi isn't like a... It's mostly Grilla. He just kind of helps her. He's not really a main player. It's kind of her idea, and he just follows her. So, this is a lovely family that I've just talked about.
Like ours.
Like ours. And what do we have four of?
Cat butthole coaster.
We do.
And living creatures that we take care of.
Cats.
We have four cats. Thank you.
We have cats.
Well, they also had a cat. It was called the Yule Cat or the Jólakötturinn.
Jólakötturinn.
I don't know. Jólakötturinn.
I'm so excited. A cat Christmas story.
Yes. So, Grilla and Lepaluda are known to own the Christmas cat. The Yule cat. So, it is also the stuff of nightmares. The cat is It's taller than the tallest house.
Wait. Is this...
Okay. Hold on.
If I'm talking, like Clifford.
If I'm talking about people who eat children, what do you guys think the cat does?
Eats mice.
For them, because they probably have a big barn. Okay. Wait, is it a stuff of nightmares for dog people?
Yeah, because it's a big cat.
Because it's a cat.
Can you imagine a cat that size? I mean, they are vicious.
I bet it gets pretty meowdy. I was trying to say rowdy.
We got it.
I got it. I did get it.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Continue.
So, the cat is taller than the tallest house, and it preys on children the night before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
The Christmas cat will stalk through the town, peering through windows and snatching up children who did not get new clothes for Christmas.
Ooh, so this isn't about the children. It's about the parents.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
This is why we got you socks for Christmas.
This is why you get socks.
Stop running around. Stop running around.
You don't wear them.
I'm not getting you new clothes.
Yeah. You'll be eaten.
You're not going to get get new mittens.
A less scary.
And you'll get eaten by kittens.
Right. You'll get. Oh, that's good.
I'm naughty, naughty kittens.
No,
you
no.
lost
your mittens. So, a less scary version also says that the Christmas cat would just eat their dinner instead of them.
A what?
Like, if they didn't get new clothes, the cat would just take their dinner.
Oh, eat the kids' dinner. Dinner. I thought you meant the cat would just eat the cat's dinner.
No, the cat would just eat the kids' dinner.
PG version.
Yeah, PG version.
Very.
And their presents.
So.
Very progressive.
Stories of the Yule Cat are meant to encourage people to give new clothes to those in need so they won't be eaten. It is also.
I don't know.
It is also. A way for employers to encourage hard work from their employees. Because there's also contests for the employee who works the hardest will get a new set of clothes from the boss.
Work harder, I'm going to have your kids killed.
Stop. That's what it is. So if you don't receive new clothes, it is referred to as, quote, to end up in the cat. Because you'll get eaten.
Ooh.
If you don't get new clothes.
Literally end up in
you'll
the cat.
You'll end up in the cat, which I'm going to start
end up in the cat.
I'm going to try that tomorrow.
You're going to end up in the cat. So, if you don't start flushing the toilet at work, you're going to end up in the cat.
I was going to say that.
We won't get you new clothes for Christmas.
Can you put a sign on the stall that says that? If you don't flush, you're going to end up in the cat.
Flush your shit and you're going to get eaten by a kitten.
That one's gonna be cut, right?
Oh my gosh.
We're already explicit on iTunes.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. Explicit.
We talk about. Yeah.
Did you not like that one?
It was good. I laughed. Heartily.
That wasn't
hard. I like that word.
Heartily or hardly?
Hardly. Hardly. That was a hard one for sure.
Hardly.
You're just mad you didn't beat me to it.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, is that the end?
No. Well, the only other thing is. Because of these stories, many people, especially like kids, because they believe in the story the most, on Christmas Eve they'll dress and head like in new clothes from head to toe, like new shirts, new pants, new underwear, new socks, new hats.
Put on your pajamas.
Yeah.
Say what I'm thinking.
Say it quicker.
I can't think quicker.
Mom, you say it. I'll cut.
This is where the new pajamas on Christmas Eve
came from. I'll cut
You're gonna have to be quicker than that.
Got you.
Got you a dollar.
Not only new clothes, but this is where you get your new socks. This is where you get your new underwear.
Yeah, new hats, everything. Yeah. Yep, they'll just. So that's basically the end of the Yule Cat. So a couple of giants, their cat, and now their 13 sons.
What? They had up to 20, but they probably ate the other ones.
So Grilla and Lepaludi had upwards
did
of.
Did I miss a giant?
What?
You said a couple of giants. Did I miss one?
Yeah, a couple of giants. Lepaludi.
Lepaludi. Okay.
But he's just her husband. He doesn't really have a main story.
Possibly. Wait, is he the dad, or was some of them birthed by the first dad?
Most stories say that Lepaludi was at least the father of the Yule lads.
And who was the character, the bee character?
Bowley. It was her first husband that she ate when she got bored of
him. See, I'm still on this Grendel thing.
I know.
You had Grendel, you have Grendel's mom, and then you had Beowulf.
Where is
another
that?
Another B word.
The story is based on
Denmark,
this?
Something like that.
Hmm. Okay. Well.
Same.
Like
same,
setup.
Same type of people, just in a different location.
I got you.
So as you're sailing, the story gets.
Don't lump all giants together. Just because you're tall doesn't mean you're an evil giant who eats children.
I disagree.
I disagree.
Anyway, continue.
So, Grilla and Lepaludi had upwards of 20 children, but only 13 of them are really significant during the holiday season.
Oh.
So, stories vary as to how many kids they had, and the stories vary as to if the Yule lads are even related to Grilla and Lepaludi. Some people say that, like, they're
illegitimate?
Well, some people say that, like, the Yule lads and Grilla were, like, two separate stories, and then people just started saying that they were her sons.
Making
so, yeah. Makes it more interesting, I think.
Well, people forget. They just...
Yeah.
It's word of mouth, anyway.
Yeah, most of it. So, the 13 children, as I've said, are known as the Yule Lads, and they will take turns visiting children during the 13 nights leading up to Christmas.
Ooh,
we're already on a day.
Christmas?
Yeah, for these guys. So, they
we're
each...
We're on a day, you're right.
Yeah, I'll figure out which one. So, I have a chart. They stay for 13 days before returning to their home.
13
which
children.
Is supposedly in the mountains days. Where Grilla came from, a cave.
Okay.
So, for example, the first Yule lad will come on December 12th and stay 13 days and leave December 25th, so on Christmas. The second Yule lad will come December 13th and then leave December 26th. Does that make sense?
Oh,
so they come staggered.
Each of them stays 13
for 13 days.
Days.
Yeah, so they come at different times. So it's like December 12th, December 25th, December 13th, December 26th.
Interesting. Okay.
But eventually
yeah, and so
all
on
of
and so
them
on.
There are there at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, and
on
then they
Christmas,
leave one after
there.
Another. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the Yule lads are mischievous fellows, each with their own personality. So we're going to go through them. Now, they have Icelandic names. I'm probably not going to pronounce them because some of the...
You want me to look through my Bible?
Well, some of the letters, I'm not sure what they are. Okay. So we're just going to go with their translated names.
Yeah, just make it up.
I'm not making it up. They're translated names. So the first Yule lad that comes on December 12th is called Sheepcoat Claude. So...
Sheepcoat Claude.
I know people like that.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well,
like
do they? I'm sorry. Do they harass sheep, but are hindered by their wooden leg?
Drink
it's him.
Drink. Cat meowed.
So wait, he has wooden leg.
He has one wooden leg.
Okay.
So he's hindered by his wooden leg.
Okay.
You have a story? You have a story?
It'll just be cut, so keep going.
Never mind.
Okay. So the second you'll...
I knew a man with a wooden leg named Steve.
Johnson.
Is this from a story or is this true?
It's a rhyme.
What's the name of his other leg? It's in Mary Poppins.
Oh, I don't know.
I knew
know.
A man with a wooden leg named Steve.
What's
the leg's name was Steve. So what's the other leg's name?
Never
I don't remember Mary Poppins.
Really?
Oh, well, I remember the second
Where have we
one.
Gone wrong?
Count
50 points! 50 points. Jinx, you owe me a Diet Pepsi. Okay, so the second Yule lad comes on December 13th, and his name is The Gorge, or Gully Gawk. Gully Gawk.
Gully
Gawk.
Gully Gawk.
GAWK. Gully Gawk. So he hides.
Gawking at gullies.
Yeah. This Yule lad hides in ditches until he can sneak into barns to steal cow's milk without the farmers noticing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you
think the cows notice?
Yes. I do.
I can't wait to listen back to this podcast and all the crunching.
Half the time I'm eating nerds when you talk, so there's not
can
much of a difference.
Can you hear the crunching?
Probably.
Yes. I'm trying to do it really
If
quietly.
You can hear Cooper howl, you can hear you crunching.
It's fine. Who cares? So the third Yule lad...
It's getting worse.
The third Yule lad comes on December 14th, and he's named Abnormally Short or Stubby.
Stubby?
So apparently he's really, really short. That really has nothing to do with it, though, because he steals pans and eats the leftover pie crust.
Oh, I'd pick him.
Like pie pans?
Well, if there's nothing mm-hmm. in the pie pans.
Then he goes to the next place.
Okay.
He still probably takes their pans.
Maybe. So the fourth Yule lad comes on December 15th, and his name is Spoon Licker. He steals and licks wooden spoons and is extremely thin due to malnutrition.
Hmm.
Wait, what's
I
on
like
the spoon?
Brownies.
Rusty spoon.
Would you choose be a spoon licker or a pie crust eater?
Wait till the end and you can pick which one you want to be.
There's other ones. There's other ones you can choose from.
Okay, let me hear that. I have choices.
So the next one is pot scraper. Comes on December 16th and steals leftovers from pots.
No.
No, you don't like that one.
I don't like that one.
The next one is bowl licker. He hides under beds until someone puts down their bowl, and he will then steal the bowl and eat whatever is in it.
Oh my god, it's Mandy!
That's
Mandy.
Meow.
Drink.
You meow. You meow, though.
Don't try and trick our listeners.
Oh my goodness. Okay, the next one that comes on December 18th is Door Slammer, and he just slams doors at night to wake people up.
Rude.
Yeah, he's rude. So the next one is Skier Gobbler. And he loves to eat skyr. It's S-K-Y-R, but it's a type of yogurt.
Ew.
In Iceland.
Hmm, okay.
I like yogurt, but I still am on the spoon liquor.
Spoon liquor?
Pie crust eater.
Yeah, yeah. Pie crust eater's pretty good. What about this one? On December 20th, Sausage Swiper comes.
Oh, sausage Wait, is my about... favorite. Swiper is swiping.
But you can't have sausage.
Okay. He hides He hides in the rafters and steals sausages that are being smoked.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
I made sausage casserole yesterday.
What about this one? This one's me. Window peeper.
Window peeper.
You are genetically your grandmother's granddaughter.
What does that mean?
Grandma and I definitely spy on people out the windows.
Well, I thought you were talking 100%. About the story that Grandma Kay tells about when she was in nursing school.
No, not that one. I don't know. I'm talking one. About Grandma Jean.
There were guys like peeping in their windows, so all the girls took off their clothes and rushed the window. And that taught them a lesson.
That taught them a lesson.
What lesson?
I don't know.
It was she said they looking for off. A date.
I guess.
She said they scared him off. I'm like, but you took off. Why'd you take off your clothes first?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Well, she got her husband that way.
Window peeper.
Oh my.
Okay. That's debatable. Many they tell different stories.
I know, right?
So window peeper comes on December 21st, and he or she looks through windows for things to steal. So it's just a thief.
Sure.
Yeah.
The next way is the next Perfect. One is doorway snipper. Now
me
and the hits
keep on coming. So doorway sniffer comes on December 22nd, and doorway sniffer has an abnormally large nose that is used to locate leaf bread. And then he steals the leaf bread.
Leaf bread.
Can't he just leaf it alone?
No,
oh, gosh.
No.
Oh, gosh. It scared me.
So, what is leaf bread?
I don't know. I didn't look it up. Leaf, like L-E-A-F.
Like a leaf?
Yeah.
Oh.
What do they eat in Lord of the Rings?
Like leavened bread?
They eat a bread, but it's wrapped in a leaf.
Leaf, yeah. I don't think that's it.
That's what leaf bread is, most likely.
Maybe so.
I don't know. The next one's meat hook. Uses a hook to steal meat. Pretty straightforward.
Who came up with these? Who sat down and said, okay, we need one more. We need one more. Doorway sniffer. Got it.
I don't know.
What are you doing over there? You don't want to know.
Which one's that for, though?
I don't know.
Why would you be sniffing a door?
No, they're sniffing.
He sniffs at your doorway
to see
if you have bread.
To see the food. Yeah, the smell. Stuff. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I do like it better that he just goes up to door frames.
And like sniffs. At first, that's what I thought it was, and then I was like, no, it's for bread.
Okay, so would you rather have a door sniffer or a window peeper?
Would you rather be one or have one?
Have one.
Sniffer, because sniffer, he only takes your bread.
Yeah, it just takes bread. Unless you really like bread.
I disagree.
You want window peeper?
Yeah, I'm thinking something totally different.
Okay.
Continue.
All right. Get your mind out of the gutter. So last but not least, Candle Stealer comes on December 24th, and it steals candles from children. I don't know about that.
Do children play with candles?
I don't know.
They didn't have electricity.
But wait. Candlelight service.
Maybe.
Yeah, there's a connection.
Christmas Eve. That's true.
Christmas Eve, candlelight service.
Maybe okay. He doesn't want them to wet the bed because they're playing with fire.
Well, maybe. So while maybe they like may, the wax. Maybe they do like they
wax
can,
their legs,
or their the mustaches, or like what?
Wax stealer candle.
Candle stealer. Stealer. Candle Literally, stealer. It's candle stealer.
Wax stealer candle sniffer.
So while they may seem like a nuisance, they will leave gifts for well-behaved children. All the child has to do is leave their largest or nicest shoe on the windowsill and go to bed early. If the child has been naughty, the Yule lads will leave a potato instead.
Ooh.
Which doesn't seem like that bad to me.
I mean, that's so
what are the like gifts, potatoes? Though? I might want the potato.
I think it's like candies and stuff like that.
I think it's bribery on
yeah.
the parents' end.
Oh, yeah.
Trickery. Like Elf on the Shelf, but shoe on the... Loo.
Shoe on the...
Shoe
the loo?
Not the loo.
What the heck?
I don't know.
So the Yule lads were always thought to be the sons of Grilla. I already kind of said that. Some stories just say that they came from the mountains that she came from, but there was no relation. Others believe they actually came from the ocean. Don't really know why. There may also have been two female pranksters who steal melted fat by either stuffing it in their socks or up their nose.
Ooh. I like that one.
What?
I don't know. Stories did not always depict the Yule lads as being so nice. They used to be more mean. Kind of like Rila. I don't know if they ate anybody, but they did more like pranks, like Door Slammer and stuff like that. Or were more mean about what they did. But in recent times, they're just mere pranksters. No matter where they came from, they're always there to steal food and play tricks on you.
Sounds like uncles.
So, who said... Yeah. Wait, did one of you guys say that you said that parents use these stories to scare their children and be nice? So, parents were officially banned from tormenting their children with monster stories pertaining to all of these individuals in 1746. The stories probably changed to make them more lighthearted and make the Yule lads more of like pranksters because of this ban in 1746. So, many people who grew up with these traditions still believe in these mystical creatures wholeheartedly, and who are we to say that they aren't real? Because we don't live in Iceland.
We don't know that. No.
So, that's basically the end of my story. Do you guys think that it'll keep you up at night, or that you'll still be able to sleep as snug as a bug in a rug?
I'm going with snug as a bug in a rug.
Even if bowl liquor's coming for you tonight.
Even if bowl liquor's...
What about spoon liquor, though?
Spoon liquor already... And bowl liquor. Spoon liquor's still here,
that's gonna
though.
That's going to give me the
Door sniffer's going to give me the...
Yeah.
The heebie-jeebies.
Window peeper's going to give you the...
Window peeper's the worst.
Window peepers. We're used to that. Candle stealer.
Candle stealer, yeah.
What about the... fat stuffer upper
okay, those two may or may not be a part of the story. Most people don't count them, but
stuffer upper
noser,
melting fat up their nose or down their socks. We're down their socks.
I would rather go with socks.
That might be a good pet for your feet, though.
That's true.
Well, we put Vic Salve up our nose. Maybe that's...
No, you put it under your nose. You're not supposed to put it up your nose.
Yeah, that's right.
What have you been doing? No.
We've been doing it wrong all these years?
You know, if you put Vic Salve on your feet, it's supposed to help you stop coughing.
On your feet?
Yes, yeah. I
didn't know that. The place where they have a lot of the, like, big statues, this is what they look like. It's in Akureyri. Akureyri. It's like a town in...
Akura.
North. Akura?
Akura.
An Akura.
North Iceland. It's a town. Some used to be located in Reykjavik?
Yeah, something like that.
As well, but I think they were...
Don't know.
Not a clue.
Whatever.
You could say blah, 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 blah.
No,
sounds about right.
I absolutely would disagree with you.
Anyway, a lot of places have, like, big, in Reykjavik.
Ricky Tiki Tavi.
They have on the side of City Hall, they do, like, a projection.
Mural?
No, it's like a projection video of, like, Grilla, basically, like, carrying naughty children. So one of
them... Does it show them eating
I don't
children?
Know. I didn't watch it.
Awesome. Husband looks so beaten.
Well, he's not really a part of the story.
Better beaten than eaten, I always say.
I said that once.
I like how you segued into more cannibalism from your last show.
I can't say anything.
In this one?
If I was at work, that's a different story.
Thank you.
Huh?
I thought this one was good. We're all having our own conversations. It's fine.
It's just fine. Like my conversation actually pertained to the show.
So did mine.
Mine did too.
Well, everybody can listen back and figure out who they wanted to listen to in that moment.
Listen to it a couple times.
Yes.
I have to listen a couple times because I don't know what you guys said.
I don't either. But yeah, that's the end of my story.
Thank goodness.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome.
You didn't ask me.
What? Yeah, everybody go.
You asked your mother.
Oh my God! What?
And then you were done with this.
So which one would you rather be? Which one would you not want to be?
Would you?
Are you going to stay up at night? Or are you going to stay up at night? Is that their question?
I feel they're just trying to get me out of.
Is that
the
question
now.
That you're talking?
Yes.
About?
Yes.
Okay, I was asking it to everybody, but I'll look at you this time.
Make eye contact.
Waiting for your mother.
Look at me. Eye contact. Let's look
because
at each other.
Because I birthed her.
Dad.
And I can take you out of it.
After listening to this story, Are you gonna stay up at night? Are you still gonna be able to sleep as snug as a bug in a rug?
I will not be able to stay up at night.
Wait.
Put your right to sleep. Put your right. It was so boring.
Snoozing. Yeah. How do you get that wrong? We say it every time. Do you even listen to our podcast?
Oh, yes, no. We do. I won't be able to sleep. I'll think about it. I'll go right to sleep.
Time out.
Okay. I got this.
Bugging a who? Huh?
I'm going to ask you again.
I will stay up at night because I'll be searching where they come up with these people. Why? How does it relate to other places like Grendel?
Yeah.
I'll be Googling it all over the place.
Yeah.
And when I get to work in the morning, I'm going to, all day long, this is what I'm going to do.
Talk about it? Good.
I'm going to be, well, I'll be Googling. I won't talk to you. I'll be Googling it all night, all day.
All day. Well, that's the thing. When you look at all the Christmas stuff, especially some of our other stories, they're all either related or they're basically the same thing, right, just in different places. Mm-hmm. Like Krampus and Belschnickel. In Zwart
Belschnickel.
Oh, they're basically the same thing, or the embodiment of the same idea. And it's the same thing for Grilla. She steals naughty children and eats them. That's what, you know, Krampus does. It's just from a different place. Mm-hmm. So.
Everybody had a way of getting their kids to behave.
Yeah.
And picking somebody out that was grouchy at Christmas.
Yeah.
How did we do it?
Scrooge.
How did we get them to behave?
Now it's Elf on the Shelf.
We would go to candlelight service, and as we drove up the pike, there was a tower.
It was not a tower.
What was it?
It was Santa Claus and Rudolph.
That's what I'm trying to say. And so,
what?
So we would say as we were driving home that Rudolph was circling, waiting for them to get in bed.
We could point it out.
And we pointed it out, and then Whitney and Caitlin went straight to sleep.
But then we had to go to Grandma's for their anniversary.
When we were little,
Did that before, and sometimes after, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was last year.
No, I meant when Whitney was little. We went to Grandma's after, but when we were little. That's late, so we probably just went home.
Yeah. We had to sprinkle our reindeer food outside.
Food.
What did you use to put reindeer paw prints in the yard?
I don't remember that.
A father will never discuss.
It's just like a magician.
We have a club, and we talk about it.
All dads.
It's dad club.
All dads.
We meet in garages. I've never had one at my house.
Barbecue?
I don't have a garage.
You have to meet at Pabst.
I have to go meet it.
Yeah.
Gotta go meet at Ed's.
Yeah.
They barbecue and they discuss dad things.
Dad things.
What did I use? It matters. Was it snowing? That's not true. Was it snowing out? Then you would obviously see the actual reindeer prints on the ground.
He would lead the Christmas horse through the yard.
That's a good story.
I knew the Christmas horse was coming.
I have a story about that, but we won't talk about it. Or when the reindeer landed, Santa, you know, if there was no snow, Santa would be, they gotta have something out there. So he'd go get chalk and put chalk out there so you could see.
Oh, the reindeer The reindeer didn't poop in the yard at all? Reindeer don't poop.
Well, it was a really big pile. No, the reindeer did not.
That would have been really funny. I should be invited to these dad meetings.
Got a new idea.
Oh my gosh. If you want to learn more, you can look at any of our resources that will be posted to our website, buginarug.podbean.com. I will post pictures to Instagram. Our Instagram and Twitter are at BIAR Podcast. We will also post pictures to Facebook. If you just search Bug in a Rug, it'll be there. If you have met the 13 Yule Lads, let us know.
If you've ever received a potato,
if you've ever received a potato, that's a good one, from anyone, let us know.
If anyone has ever sniffed your door.
Sniffed your door.
Just keep that one to yourself.
If anyone peeped through your window.
If you enjoy cat butthole coasters.
Let us know. Email us. BIARpodcast@gmail.com. think that's everything.
Thank you for this story. This was fun. A good mix. Thanks, Mom and Dad, for coming. Our guests.
We had a great time. Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed it.
Yes.
Yay.
All right. Are we done? Any last comments?
I wouldn't offer that if I were you. quick sign off.
No,
quick.
We're good.
All right. I hope you all, after listening, will be able to sleep as snug as a bug and a rug. Signing off, I'm Caitlin.
Whitney.
Bruce Dad.
Sue Mom.
Bye.
Sleep tight.
Bye-bye.